Okay, this is the PMB teleconference for Sunday, January 13th, 2008. Mary Berg's the secretary. Mary, will you call the roll, please?
Dave Adelson.
Here.
Mary Berg, present. Evelyn Bethune.
Present.
Lydia Brazon.
Here.
Casey Berg.
Here.
Lisa Davis. Chandra Hauptman.
Here.
Ray LaForest. Ambrose Lane.
Here.
Bob Lederer. Bob, I heard you. Can you respond? Is it pound pound?
Bob, I'm here.
Thank you. Margaret Prescott?
Here.
Thank you. Sar Vandawa?
He's Ray.
Okay, thank you, Ray. Sar Vandawa? I'm sorry. Yes, I'm Sandra Rawline. It's called. Sandra?
Yes, I'm here.
Thank you. Bertold Reimers? Rob Robinson? Rip Robbins?
Present.
Thank you. Thomas Ruffin? Wendy Schrell? Lori Taguma? Don White?
Here.
Laverne Williams?
Present.
Michael Woodson?
Here.
Is that you, Michael? Or do I hear
yes,
you?
Yes, I'm here.
Yeah, Mary, this is Margaret. You got me, right?
I got you, yes.
Lisa, present.
I got you. Is there anybody else who's on the call whose name?
I just came on, Mary. Lisa?
Okay, Lisa, thank you. Anybody else?
I'm Mary. This is
Dan
Sarve, okay.
Dan Siegel.
Dan, you're here. Okay. Lonnie Hicks? Okay. Anybody else? I have Lori Taguma, Wendy Schrell, Thomas Ruffin, Rob Robinson, Bertold Reimers. I do not hear. If you're here, please speak. Okay. Well, we have quorum, so.
My apologies for the delay in sending out the proposed agenda. The proposed agenda calls for a roll call and approval of agenda, 10 minutes. Issues related to the election of directors and director term, 30 minutes. And I understand that the GM hiring process need not be handled this evening. So I'd like to instead recommend, and I've recommended the contract policy and delegate election related issues be postponed to an adjourned meeting. So I'd like to propose that we deal with the roll call and approval of agenda, issues related to the election of directors and director terms, and place the remaining items on an adjourned on the agenda for an adjourned meeting.
I so move, Mr. Chairman.
Second.
There's second.
Okay.
Is there any need for debate?
No.
Who moved
okay,
for
hearing,
the agenda?
Sarve.
Thank you.
Hearing no debate. Is there any objection to adopting that agenda? Okay. If so, then we'll proceed on that basis. The issues related to election of directors and director term, as I understand it, there are several issues, and I believe the first of them is Bob Lederer's motion of last week, and where we had left it was we had passed a motion, and that motion called for the election of directors for a term by delegate assemblies or LSBs. Because there's an ambiguity in the bylaws about that. But it called for that to occur and that the at stations where delegate elections had not been completed, the motion authorized the sitting delegates, the existing delegates, or those seated if you had half your election certified from that half, to elect a director who would serve until the wholly constituted delegates or LSB could elect new delegates. And the question was whether or not we were empowered to do that, given the fact that it wasn't, there's nothing in the bylaws that speaks to it. So there's that issue. I've also had an email from a director who's challenging the manner of their PMB election in Houston. So there's that issue. Are there any other issues related to election of directors and director terms that we need to address? Okay, hearing none, then let's go straight to the issue of letterer's motion.
Dave, this is Bob.
Yes. Yeah, go ahead.
I just saw the email from Rob Robinson saying that he couldn't be on, that he'll have to be late on the call, and since he's
right.
proposing an amendment, I'm wondering if perhaps we could take the complaint, the person, the contesting the staff director election first, and then maybe Rob will have joined.
Is there any objection to doing that? Okay, hearing none, then let's go straight to that. Is Michael Woodson on the call?
I heard him. Michael, it's pound.
Okay.
Yes, hello. This is Michael Woodson. I'm sorry.
Hi, Michael. Can you describe the your complaint regarding the election procedure used in Houston for PMB directors?
Well, I sent out an email that detailed my complaint that there is a conflict of interest. People counting the votes, and that there's interference by my opponent, and the procedures weren't followed, and the result of that to pollute my candidacy, and really, since it's a tie, it would nullify the legitimacy of the candidate, and result in my being rightfully appointed director, staff director from KPFT for 2008.
So could you give us more details when you say that the proper procedures weren't followed, what you're referring to?
Yes. The other candidate, George Ryder, interfered with the procedure by making a motion to have the staff Q&A happen at the same time that the listeners Q&A happened, and it basically mingled and broke the procedure and mingled the listener and the staff election when the procedure set out at the beginning of the night was to separate the two. And the procedures were further complicated by the group going directly to the counting of the ballots to find out who won the listeners before the staff ballots were counted. So there was a large amount of confusion that served to interfere, and I felt violated and silenced because there's nothing I can do at that point except run my campaign. And then on top of that, the spouse of my candidate, of my opponent, the other candidate, was counting the tallies, determining the direction of the election, the counting of the ballot, determining how the tie ended up in a 10-10 tie. She determined the results of the tie inappropriately. I mean, it's already clearly known that you break a tie in the kind of race that we have by a lot. It's determined by the bylaws, and then. Anyway, and then she came back out when someone had raised an issue about whether or not it was counterintuitive to actually mark your ballot number two. That's how they indicated the victory, is that my opponent had like 7 number twos and I had 4. And so he had more number two votes. And when someone said, is that not counterintuitive that you wouldn't really have to vote for your second choice? She kind of had the last word by saying, well, that's how you learn. And that's totally inappropriate and disgraceful, in my opinion. And,
okay, well, the first set of items that you addressed are something I don't really think this body has any say over in terms of the running of the procedure of a meeting. The procedures agreed to in a meeting of the delegates or the LSB is really up to the chair of that body, and it's not up to this body to over to review that. The issue of whether the bylaws provisions for elections were or were not followed is, however, something that this body does have some oversight over. And so I'd like to focus the discussion on any violation of the bylaws procedure or and or any remedies of that. So that's something.
Well, you understand that. Point. You understand that I can't get a fair election now in Houston because of the way it's situated. Now the campaigning and the opposition to the way things fell becomes characteristic of my candidacy.
Okay, well, it's open for a motion. If anybody on the board would like to propose a motion, the issue's before us. We need a motion to debate.
Mr. Chairman?
Yes, Darv.
Upon information, is the election supervisor there? Is that available?
The election supervisors wouldn't really have any jurisdiction over the procedures by which PMB directors are elected. They only have jurisdiction over the
election delegates. Oh, that's right.
That's right.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, it's okay.
Point of information.
Yes, Doc.
This is Evelyn. Thank you. I'm not sure how to. I'm not sure if I'm clear. Should this issue have been raised during the election process if it was felt that there was a violation?
Look, we really can't do anything as a body without a motion before us.
Okay, I'm sorry.
So I'm asking for that. Yes,
I move that we consider this issue now.
Well, we are considering it, but somebody has to propose, you know, what they would like us to do.
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can, Sandra. Go ahead.
Yeah, thank you. I appreciate that. I'd like to make a motion that Michael Woodson bring his concern about election violations delicacy to the PMB board to APFT board. So that we can address this, I think this is something that can be resolved at the level and does not need to be addressed at this time. If after the local station board reviews this situation, and you know, I'm not saying one way or the other if concerns are valid or not valid, I appreciate the fact that he feels like he has slighted in some way, but I think Michael could this to us at the station level. We address it there, and if he doesn't feel like it's resolved at that level, then it would be appropriate to bring it to the national board.
Second.
Okay, two points there. First of all, one is it, I think your motion needs to be more specific. Are you suggesting that the PNB request that the LSB meet within some time frame to address that in a timely way?
Okay.
And if so, that should be specified. The second question is whether or not there's been a bylaws violation. And if there's been a bylaws violation, then we don't need it to be addressed in your motion per se, but we do need to address it.
A point of order, something.
Yep.
Wendy has joined the call.
Oh, Wendy. Okay, thanks.
Thank
Go
you.
Go ahead, Wendy. What's your point of order?
Well, I thought it was a point of something. Can you just kind of, I'm sorry I'm joined so late, but can you just say what the issue is? So somebody is adding
it's
something
in your
to
email.
The, are you on the agenda yet? Have you already approved the agenda?
Yes,
we have.
And part of the agenda is to consider whether there was an impropriety in the KPFT election?
The agenda item related to the election of PMB directors, and any complaint regarding the election of PMB directors is in order. And
so what's the motion?
The motion Michael's
motion?
Michael has no motion. I asked for a motion concerning this. Sandra has made a motion, and somebody, I believe there was a question right now that you just asked, asking for clarification of why we're dealing with it. And as I understand the issue, second place votes were counted in what is an IRB election to determine the outcome instead of the use of drawing of lots, which is contrary to the bylaws provision for how you conduct the election.
Mm-hmm.
There's a single seat at stake. So what I was trying to do with Sandra's motion before I asked for a second is, A, clarify its intent, i.e., does it intend that the issue be addressed, his complaints regarding the conduct of his election, or their LSB in a timely fashion, i.e., in the next election. And B, I was raising the point that we still need to address the bylaws, the question of the bylaws violation through some mechanism, and whether it was her intent that the LSB do that. Let me just say, the problem is I don't think the LSB can do it and then not have PMB react to it if there's still a problem with compliance with the bylaws. But on the first point, what I need is time frame. What is your time frame for wanting the LSB to address these questions, Sandra?
My time frame would be in 10 days that the local election board reviews Michael's concern about the elections process.
So you're breaking up, so I'm going to try and paraphrase. The motion would be that that we ask that the KPFT LSB convene within the next 10 days to address Woodson's concern regarding the conduct of the staff director election.
Yeah, I think that's fair.
Is there a second to that motion?
Second.
Okay, that's before us. Yes, sir.
Since knowing the urgency of the time, is it possible we could move it so that before next PNC, that this issue is resolved by the external LSP? Can we do that, Sandra?
Okay.
I'm sorry.
So within the next 10 days is by the 23rd, so that would leave essentially one day for the purchase of a ticket.
So okay. Could we do that next meeting that we have on the 18th?
Can I get on the staff?
Here's Justin.
This is Lydia also.
Yeah, I want to. Sandra, can you answer Sarah's question? And then we're going to go to Lisa and Lydia.
And Bob, please.
Okay.
Sarah, could you please repeat your question?
Oh, my question was the chair has suggested 16th, I think. Next meeting, could it have the LSB 18th? Could before that, could we have that resolved?
In matters such as these, I would like to see them resolved tomorrow.
Okay.
But realistically, and because of the meeting's requirements, I don't think that's realistic. So I could maybe ask to amend my own motion to say that the KPFT local station board meet as soon as feasibly possible to address Michael's concerns about what occurred during the last LSB meeting.
Okay. Is there any second to that amendment? So it's striking within 10 days, and you're changing that to as soon as possible.
As soon as feasibly possible.
Mr. Chairman, that was not my concern. My concern was that we're going to have LSB, PNB meeting here, and so that we can have some kind of outcome from the Houston board before that, so that we'll have plenty of time to deal with that issue.
So I think Sandra's concern has to do with the question of whether they can notice a meeting and hold the meeting sooner, at which they can take action sooner than the 18th. I'm going to go to Lisa. First, I want to know, is there a second to Sandra's amendment?
Yes, second. I thought I said second.
Go ahead.
Okay, go ahead, Lisa.
It seems to me that there are two parts to Michael's concern, if I'm understanding this. One is, I guess, how the procedures happened, whether, they let the staff go first or the regular listeners or whatever. That's one aspect of it. But it seems like there is another aspect of it that, I guess, Dave, as you were alluding to, that has to do with the bylaws, and that is the procedure that's supposed to take place if there is a tie. And if the procedure states in the bylaws that we are supposed to draw lots,
mm-hmm.
it seems like I'm asking, is that something the PNB, I mean, is that something that the PNB could say that that is what should have happened? And if that is the case, does that need to happen at an LSB meeting? I mean, at an LSB meeting of the whole LSB, or?
Delegate meeting.
Yeah. If you're asking my opinion,
well, I guess whoever would answer that.
What you're talking about is simply recounting the existing ballots and according to the bylaws.
Yeah.
Right. And if
it's, so, no, it would not require, as far as I understand, a recount would not require a meeting of the delegates or the LSB.
Don White here.
Can I go to Lydia?
And okay, yes, I was going to amend it to have a recount of the ballot by, and I would recommend the Elections Working Group. I think we've used them in the past. And if there is a coin toss, again, there would have to be witnesses present, and people could designate people who would want to be, they'd want to have present. And the heads would be identified in advance and the tails in advance. This is that, or drawing straws is what the bylaws prescribes. There is no transfer of number two votes. My primary concern is that you would have an entire board, an LSB, a meeting of delegates, none of whom saw how erroneous it was to say that a tie is broken by number two place votes. That says to me people do not understand STV or IRV,
mm-hmm.
and therefore it's totally illegitimate. And so to send it back to people who did not recognize that this is not how you do it is, and we had this problem once before, we will recall, with a committee count, is the erroneous placing when there's no threshold involved, there's no dissemination of fractional number twos, et cetera. It's not appropriate with this IRV vote. It's the breaking of a tie as prescribed in the bylaws, that you send it back to the same body that didn't understand that is totally erroneous. And we don't need necessarily the new election, but I do think we need a new count by people who are qualified, and we do know the Elections Working Group.
This is Evelyn. Can I get on with that, please? Wendy,
okay,
please,
wait,
too.
Hang on a sec. Are you making a substitute motion, Lydia, or not?
That was my motion.
Okay.
My motion was that the Election Working Group recount the ballot, and if a tie-breaking mechanism is employed, that be clear as to who has the heads. Well, just that they count the ballots and employ the tie-breaking mechanism as prescribed in the bylaws.
Mary, do you have that language?
Well, I have that the Election Working Group would recount the ballots and would employ the procedure described in the bylaws regarding the ties. But that's all I have.
So that's it. So is this a substitute motion or
yes,
an amendment?
Yes, it is. It's a substitute
okay.
motion.
Yeah.
Is there a second to the substitute?
I second it, Ray.
Okay. The next person was Bob.
You got me, Dave?
I got you and I got Doc.
Thank
and Don.
You, right.
Hi. Okay. Yes, I support the substitute motion, and I'd like to, Dave, may I add additional language to it?
It's going to be amended.
That would be an amendment.
We've got two amendments before us. So let's dispense with the. You can describe what your amendment would be. Then, when we can vote this to dispense with the existing, we can determine between the substitute and the earlier motion in this amendment, and then you can amend this once we've done that. So, if you want to describe your intent, go ahead.
Okay. So the general description would be to add a couple of whereas clauses, which I've been kind of racing to put together in the last few minutes. That established that, you know, the bylaws require a certain method. That method was not followed here. So therefore, it's resolved that a violation occurred. And based on that, then leading up to what Lydia said about that the KPFK, whatever it's called, be authorized.
Elections Working Group.
Yeah, and also put a time limit on that and make sure it's open to the public.
Okay. All right.
And can I say one thing in motivating my support for her motion? Is that this is identical to a mistake that happened approximately, I believe it was 18 or so months ago on the PNB. There was an election for one of the seats on a committee, on a PNB committee, and it was supposed to be an IRV election. And the people who counted the ballots made the identical error. They thought, really what it is, it's a confusing the STV rules with the IRV. And so they counted, when there was a tie, they said, oh, well, now we have to look at how they marked their number two preferences, and that will determine who breaks the tie. And so this came back to the board, and the board voted that, you know, a mistake had happened. Now, in that case, the board decided to just seat both people on the committee because, you know, the board had the flexibility to put anyone on the committee it wanted. But in this case, the bylaws are very clear. You can't have an extra person from KPFT sit on the board. So there's only one outcome. So we've been down this path. I think it's very clear. It has to be a coin toss. And so that's why I support the motion.
So are you saying the PNB was not aware either?
Please. What I want to do is go through the existing people who have asked to speak, and then we'll be at time for the item. And I hope we can vote then and consider the clarifying amendments by Bob, at which point we'll need an extension of time to deal with the other pressing issue of how to handle the seating of directors for the January meeting. So with that, Don, then Doc, then Wendy, and then I'd like to ask for a vote.
Could I go in, Dave, before that?
No, we don't have time. Don?
Well, most of
one minute. What do you mean you don't have time? I don't understand it.
You'll be able to extend time.
We'll extend
a two-thirds majority, but go ahead, Don.
Well, most of my comments have already been made. I think Lydia kind of laid out what I was going to suggest, and I definitely support it. But I do want to make this comment. It is very discouraging to hear that some kind of team was created to determine this vote in Houston, and not a single person challenged the idea that on that team was the spouse of a candidate. I mean, I think it's really important. This, I guess, coin toss is going to be in public, so it will be very clear. But it seems to me that we need to have a culture where we create election committees, and if signal areas don't have trained people, they really need to work on that. And that to have the spouse of a candidate on such a team, it's just, you'd think that would have been a red flag immediately. But basically, I support this. The election team is in Los Angeles, and it's not going to go to Houston. So the coin toss is going to have to be announced with full public scrutiny, even if not a full LSB can watch it. So that's without any question.
Doc.
Thank you. First of all, there were six people counting votes. It wasn't just the spouse of the person that was involved.
Was she involved?
She was present, and she was present during the counting of the listener sponsor election. I cannot state unequivocally that she counted votes for the staff, because at that point we were actually in our LSB meeting. And the other thing that I want to say is that I don't think that if Michael feels that there was a violation, I think that he has every right to bring it forward and to deal with it. However, I also think that he could have addressed it to the LSB. And it was, we just spent an entire weekend together, and this never came up. We had a board retreat. It was not mentioned at all after the election nor during the LSB meeting, which was all in public purview. And so I have a concern with the fact that the KPFT LSB was not allowed to try to have a resolution. And at the time that it was stated that there was a tie, the question came up as to whether there needed to be a coin toss. And Lee Taylor, who was the person in charge of the vote counting, stated that she had counted the number the number two votes. And the chair asked if there was a problem with that, and Michael did not say anything at that point. And so he accepted the result. Now, that might not have been the right thing to do, but that was how it occurred. So my concern is that, you know, nothing was done like undercover or in the cloak of darkness. It was all brought forward in public session that this was what had occurred. And no one was trying to do anything underhanded or covertly. So I need to be really clear on that, because the comments that are being made is almost like there was something, you know, underhanded being done. And that is very far from the actuality. And I would like to ask that if members are not there, that they kind of really get all the information before making statements that impugn the character of other people that were involved in that process.
Thank you. Were you done? I'm sorry.
Yes.
May I?
Okay.
Ask the point
Wendy.
Of information?
What's your point of information, Mary?
Well, is there anyone who disputes that the tie was not, that the bylaws procedure was not followed?
I'm not going to recognize that point of information at this time. Go ahead, Wendy.
Thank you. You know, like Evelyn said, we've all been together since that election extensively, and the first we heard about this, I get this email at 5:48 p.m. So I'm just going to really advocate strongly that it is not it is a local issue. I've actually been on the other side when some of these things come forward to the PNB and say, no, the PNB needs to resolve this. But the KPFT LSB has never even heard of this. The bylaws say that the KPFT LSB elects its directors. If they did something wrong, then it needs to go back to them, not to KPFK's election working group, which is not even board members exclusively. I think this, if there's a problem here, then the KPFT LSB needs to be notified of this. I don't know if they were, but I sent Michael's complaint to them when I got it just in the last hour. So, they now will have it, and I'm in favor of Sandra's motion to bring it back to them. You know, we want to say, oh, we want to put a date on this for KPFT. Well, guess what? Most of the other stations have not even tried to elect PNB members yet, so we are well within our time still, and it should go back to the KPFT LSB or the KPFT delegates. And, you know, and when we look at this complaint from Michael, I'm looking at him saying that George Ryder played a role in changing the order of the election process. You know, it was George that kept saying, let's do the listener election first and then the staff election. I don't know what this all this stuff that's in this complaint, we have never heard it at KPFT, and we would like to hear it. I think it's good that they will hear it. And, you know, they're very reasonable people. I don't think they would have a problem with calling a special meeting just to deal with this. I'm in favor of the motion to bring it back to the KPFT LSB.
Okay, we have now spent the full 30 minutes allotted to the general issue on this part of it, and we're at time. AP has expressed a desire to speak to the issue. We still need to vote this, then can vote the substitutes, then we need to vote. It's been requested that we recognize a clarifying amendment. We would need to vote that, and we need to, within the next 35 minutes, deal with the question of the election of directors at VAI and PFW. So is there a motion to extend time to permit AC to speak?
I move to extend time for 5 minutes.
I second.
5 minutes. Is there a second?
I second.
Any objection? Hearing no objection, go ahead, AC.
I just wanted to ask the question. Mr. Chair, as to how are you going to deal with the issue of conflict of interest? There's clearly a conflict of interest, as was pointed out by Don. So that was going to be my question. It seems to me that irrespective of which direction we go, the question of the bylaw and the question of the conflict of interest has to take place. And it necessarily has to go back to the LSB for that to happen.
talking about Deb
what
Shafto.
What I'd like to do is, AC, to address that is, if Lydia's substitute prevails, I think it moots the conflict of interest issue. If Sandra's amendment and main motion prevails, then rather than opening it up for Bob's amendment, which is relevant to Lydia's motion substitute, we would open it up for any motion you might want to make clarifying restrictions to ensure a lack of conflict of interest in its handling. With that,
point
I'd like
order.
To... Yes.
So nobody at the KPFT LSV objects to having, you know, at KPFT, we don't have that many people that are
interested. What's your point of order? What's your point
some
of
them
order,
are married
Wendy?
To each other.
Wendy,
it's true.
Wendy, what's your point of order?
My point of order is if no one objects at the time that the vote counting takes place, should the PMB be dealing with it?
The PMB should deal with any actions that are not consistent with the bylaws that concern the election of directors. Anything about that's why I said earlier that questions about the manner in which the election was conducted that have to do with whether somebody thinks it was fair or not, the order in which things were done during the meeting, are not really up to us. What is up to us is if the bylaws provisions for conducting a vote were not followed. And that is properly our responsibility.
I agree with that. Yeah.
Okay? So yeah, with that, we're now going to go to a vote. And the first question is whether you want to substitute Brazon's motion calling for a retabulation of the ballots that have been cast for staff director in the KPFT election by the KPF and to have that done by the KPFK elections working group. So, yes, Michael.
I guess I need to recuse myself from this vote. Would
absolutely.
That be the moral thing to do?
Okay.
Absolutely. Thank you for pointing that out. I would have thought of that. I thought of it earlier.
Right.
Mary, will you call the roll? Vote yes if you want to substitute Brazon's motion for Rowland's motion and amendment.
Okay. Mary Berg says yes. Evelyn Bethune?
Pass.
Lydia Brazon?
Yes.
A.C. Bird?
Yes.
Lisa Davis?
Yes.
Chandra Hauptmann?
No.
Ray LaForest?
Yes.
Ambrose Lane?
Abstain.
Okay, thank you. Bob Lederer?
Yes.
Margaret Prescott. I will come back to you. Pound 1, 2, unmute, is that correct? Sarv Randhawa. Sandra Rawline.
No.
Rob Robbins, I gather he's not present at this time. Rick Robbins?
No.
Thomas Ruffin? Wendy Schrell?
No.
Lori Taguma?
Hi, this is Rob Robinson.
Oh, you are here. Okay.
I'm sorry for being late.
Okay. So, do you want to vote on this issue?
He doesn't know what the motion is.
Okay. So.
I hope you'll tell him.
The motion, Rob, is whether to substitute. There was a motion concerning the conduct of delegate elections in Houston, delegate elections of directors in Houston. There's been an appeal that the vote counting procedure, there are a number of issues that were raised. The original motion was that it be referred back to the KPFT LSB as soon as feasibly possible. And there was a substitute motion that the votes be recounted by the KPFK elections group working group in a manner consistent with that specified in the bylaws. That referred to the question of the breaking of ties. So a vote yes here is a vote to substitute the latter motion for the prior.
I don't feel like I have enough information to vote, Mr. Chair.
Thank you. Go ahead, Mary.
Lori Taguma, I did not hear as present. Don White?
After this discussion, I'm voting no.
LaVarne Williams?
Same point, no.
Michael Woodson is recused. Yeah. Okay, let's see. Evelyn Bethune?
No.
Beth. Okay. And let's see. Margaret Prescott?
Yes.
Sarv Randhawa, are you present? Are you voting?
Yes.
Okay. Partners, is there anyone who wishes to vote who did not have a chance to, was not called? Okay. Then it's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. 8, yes. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, no.
David.
The motion carries?
David.
The substitution carries.
Okay.
The substitute carries. It's open for amendment now.
Fucking believable.
I second that, Wendy. I definitely second that.
The delegate is out of order.
Okay,
fine.
I'm going to ask the board.
You know
I'm going
to. Information?
Excuse me. It is completely out of order for people to be disrespectful to other members' positions, irrespective of it. Never mind the failure to recognize, to be recognized to speak. But I want to ask members, if they are so concerned with proper conduct, do they consider that they can shout out their critiques of other members during a meeting or not?
Point of information.
What's your point of information?
Hello?
I'm trying to get my phone yet. Did you recognize me? This is LaVarne.
Yes, I did.
Yeah, the point of information, I'm sorry, I was trying to get on earlier before the vote was counted, was how does one propose to have this L.A. working group count these ballots?
That's why we're about to open it for amendments. And what I'd like to ask is that we have 10 minutes for amending the motion to specify those issues.
Mr. Chair, this is Sandra.
Mm-hmm.
I would like to request that my motion and Michael's concerns be tabled until the KPFT LSC has opportunity to address this situation. I really think this is something
I'm sorry, that's equivalent to the vote we just took. And the vote we just took is to have those ballots retabulated according to a manner consistent with the bylaws.
Yeah, but to have them retabulated by somebody in California.
So what I'm asking for is the time now for people to make amendments to this to be able to clarify the mechanism of its implementation. And if we do that, if we extend the time, if you want to amend it to have somebody other than the KPFK Elections Working Group retabulate it, that would be in order. But we don't have time until I get a motion to extend time to do that.
This is Don White.
It's Bob.
Mm-hmm.
I would like to move to extend time for 10 minutes.
Okay. 10-minute extension of time has been proposed. Is there any other proposal?
This is Lydia.
Yeah?
Yes, I would like to move that Don White make arrangements with the Elections Working Group since he voted against the motion.
Lydia, wait. First, what I want to know is, was anybody going to suggest a time other than 10 minutes? Then we'll
I'm sorry.
Oh.
Everybody thinks we can do this in 10 minutes. Okay.
Yeah.
Is there a second to the motion for 10 minutes?
I'll second.
Any objection? Okay, hearing none, we have 10 minutes to do this in. I'll recognize Bob and then Lydia. Bob, go ahead.
Well, actually, since Lydia has something else, I could maybe consider that to add in. So why don't we hear from her first?
Lydia, go ahead.
Yes, I was going to recommend, since Don voted no against the motion, then I would hope that the group in Houston that also voted no would be open to having Don present and as a witness and make arrangements with the elections group here in Los Angeles to, in a public setting, do the both the count and the tie-breaking mechanism coin toss.
Don White here.
And then Wendy?
Hang on, I'm going to make a suggestion here. I'd like the board to consider whether if we stipulate the manner of retabulation of ballots, that it might not be superior to have it done in Houston out of respect for their local processes. So I'm putting that out before the board to consider. And I recognize that that constitutes debate on my part, but I think it's important that consider that option. Don.
Yeah, Lydia, with all due respect, I appreciate your confidence, but I definitely have changed my position after this discussion, and I would not accept that responsibility only because I do not think it's appropriate for a group in one signal area that to resolve this issue for another signal area. So I'm going to support any motion that allows the Houston LSV to address this and remediate.
Okay, Bob.
Mr. Chair?
Hang on, I'm recognizing Bob. Go ahead, Bob.
Let me pass for a minute, please.
Is Wendy on the stack?
Sandra and Wendy.
My point of information is...
I don't believe we'll have time for any more than I just called. Sorry.
Thank you. My point of information is there a competent group in Houston presently that understands the differences of IRV and SPV supposedly, and that can reconduct this election so that we don't have to come back again for some reason? Do we have a group there that's neutral?
Doc, can you respond to that?
I believe that there is a competent group. I believe the group we have, our elections were completed and certified, so we have a group that's able to do exactly that, and we can draw on their expertise because they are local.
Okay, Sandra?
Yes, I would just like to reiterate, I may not have said it clearly enough in my previous motion. I believe that given Michael's concerns, if they are put to the local station board, that the local station board can address these and resolve them in a competent and fair manner.
All right, I might address this.
Sandra, what I want, here's the issue, Sandra, that you may or may not be able to convene a meeting in conformity with notice requirements before the PNB meets on the 18th. The PNB does have, as I said before, the right and the responsibility to make sure that the elections are conducted in a manner consistent with the bylaws. So the spirit of the motion before us is effectively that there be a retabulation of ballots, okay? If you want to make a motion about who retabulates those ballots, that's one thing. But if it was put before the LSB and the LSB didn't take action on the bylaws-related question, the PNB would not have the opportunity to address their action in a timely manner. That's the issue.
My Wendy. Answer to that query is that the election took place. There was no, what's the word? There was no conflict of interest. There was no
contesting.
He did not contest it at the time that it occurred.
This is begging the question.
No, that's okay, fine with me. But he's contesting it now. He has every right to do so. But I really feel like that, you know, here in Houston, we want to do what is right and what is fair, and we will address this issue given, you know, throw it back to the LSB. You know, I'm not concerned about somebody in New York or California or anywhere else addressing this issue, but I really feel like that the people in Houston are responsible and are capable of addressing his concerns. And,
thank you. Wendy, I'm going to have to cut you off because
can I make a motion here?
No, Wendy.
Thank you. Look, you guys, we have had precedent on this. The PNB, you know, those of us who have been here for a while, the PNB has been asked to intervene in everything that happens at every station. And I'm going to remind you all of that there was a serious contest to the PNB election at WPFW that we were asked to intervene in. The National Board was asked to intervene in a election for directors at PFW, and we didn't do it, and we are asked to intervene in all kinds of things all the time, and we don't do it. And I'm just so surprised that this even got on the agenda when we just heard about it like an hour before the meeting started. This is a local issue. It should be sent back to KPFT. We are perfectly capable. We don't have a bunch of mistrust issues. We just, like, embrace whatever little... Oh, is someone interrupting me? Don't I have the floor? We will do it. You know, if we're asked to revisit this election, we will do it. And to be asked to do it before the 18th, when three of the boards won't even have elected anybody by then, and we're going to demand that KPFT have this little issue resolved by the 18th, well, guess
Wendy,
what? We'll do it if that's the issue. But
Wendy, I'm going to cut you off because you're speaking to a vote we've already taken, and that issue's passed. The issue now is whether there are any amendments to the substituted motion.
Ms. Gimmons,
Excuse me. Well, you were demanding that Sandra say something that would be done by before the 18th.
I was clarifying for her why we were at this stage.
Okay. Maybe you could clarify for me. Where are we, Dave?
We have a motion that calls for a retabulation of the ballots. At the moment, it calls for a retabulation of the ballots by the KPFK Elections Working Group. There was a suggestion by Bob that it needed to be clarified as to what the bylaws specify about the manner of tabulation. So that was the main reason I left this. I requested that this be opened up so it could be clarified, and I've pointed out to the board that there might be an option to simply have the retabulation done by a body in Houston rather than by a body in Los Angeles out of respect for Houston and their local process. So if anybody has a motion to amend this motion to clarify it or to amend
this is Wendy.
Related
Mary
to the tabulation of ballots, then that's open now. I'm going
to
go to Mary. I'm going to Mary.
Bob, I had asked before.
I'll go to you after I hear from Mary, Bob. Go ahead, Mary.
Okay, my amendment would be that the procedure be done by the Houston Election Working Group because they are capable of doing this, that it be done within the next week. This is five days, or I would agree to seven, but I would think that five, and that it be done so that the public or the LSB can observe.
Okay, before I ask for a second for that, I want to know whether there is such a body as the Houston Election Working Group.
It's a two-person election.
I know that they have had such
a
body because when working with these people, there are several people who were...
I'm not asking that. What I'm trying to figure out is this motion unambiguous as to who would have the responsibility?
Dave, yes.
We don't have an election
that kind of...
Okay, I'm going to ask Sandra to respond. Sandra?
We have a fee, and we are all active participants. There is no specific election group, but if you put the fee, if somebody in KPFT, I give you my honest thought on this, that we want to do the right thing. So if
Sandra, I'm going to cut you off because we've had this vote. We are now considering the manner of a retabulation.
Could
okay?
I make a friendly amendment?
I'd like to make an amendment, Dave.
This is Doc. Could I make a friendly amendment, please?
Yes.
You had called on me, Dave. Bob.
You're right. I'm going to Bob. This hasn't been seconded yet, so it's still open for adjustment before we get a second. Bob.
Put me on the stack, please, Dave. Thank you.
Will do.
Yeah, all right. Go on.
I hear you, Juicy. Bob?
Okay. I guess this would be in the form of a substitute motion. Whereas the Pacifica bylaws require that elections for LSB staff directors be conducted by instant runoff voting, and whereas in the 2008 election for KPFT staff director, Article 16, Section B of the Pacifica bylaws, which provides for IRV voting regarding resolution of tie votes, was not followed, resolved that the result of the KPFT of the 2008 KPFT staff director election violated the bylaws in the method used to determine the winner and further resolved that the PNB direct that within 7 days the KPFT local station board or a committee thereof be authorized to hold a publicly noticed recount of the ballots in the KPFT staff director election, including witnesses chosen by each candidate, in a manner consistent with the Pacifica bylaws, and, if warranted, to conduct a coin toss to resolve the outcome of the KPFT staff director election.
Thank you, Bob. Is there a second to the substitute?
Second.
I second it.
Okay. In the interest of time, I'd like to hear from two pro and two con, and then we have to move. I'll start with Doc.
Well, I don't have a problem with Bob's motion. I would like to add an amendment to it that we include our election supervisor, Mark, as a part of the process to ensure that we adhere to whatever the standards are, and that way there can't be any question as to what we're doing.
You want an amendment that their local election supervisor shall be part of the body conducting the reballoting, the recounting?
Yes.
Is there a second
point of
that
order?
Amendment? Yes, Michael,
point of order.
Point of order.
Well, who will pay this employee to come back in? How can we ask him to do that? That's all.
A point of order.
For 15 minutes, Michael, I'll pay him.
It's a two-person ballot.
A point
okay,
of order.
I am not going to chair meetings where members call out.
I'm sorry.
I'm serious about that. I've left several times, but I am up to here with it, okay?
I apologize.
It's very hard. I am not talking to you, Doc, about this. I'm talking to other members.
It's only me that gets called out on this, but I'll stop. Okay.
Actually, Wendy, you are the most consistent violator of it, which is why you are the person who is consistently
it's whatever,
out.
Whatever. Other people do
Wendy,
it. You don't like
come
it.
On,
I'm
Wendy.
I'll shut up.
I'm
come
sorry.
On.
I'm,
come on.
Excuse me,
would
folks.
People,
no,
the point
no,
of personal
no,
privilege,
no,
Mr. Secretary,
no.
Please do not speak two and more people at the same time. It will be impossible to hear the motions or the amendments.
Don.
Did I get a ruling on my point of order, please?
Yeah, it's not well taken. It's not a point of order. If the person can't do it, then it's not out of order to suggest
it.
Excuse me. It's not out of order to suggest that it be included. Don.
The point of order is that the election supervisor for the Signal area is retained for the LSB elections. And I believe after they're certified, that role ends. And this is not an LSB election, but a director's election for the PNB. So I think the election supervisor might not even officially exist, although I think that Signal area could ask the individual if they wish to be a witness.
Okay. AC.
Yeah, I was going to suggest that we select the person who's responsible for the elections, that is Casey Peters, and perhaps one other person, ask office to go with him to follow what Lydia has proposed.